First, let me introduce myself. My name is Tyrone Williams. I produced the first hip-hop radio show ever. It was called the Mr. Magic Rap Attack. I also own the label called Cold Chiller Records, which have Big Daddy Kane, Roxanne, Shan, Biz, G-Rap, Kid Capri, GZA, RZA, ODB, IU, a bunch of them. In the last 22 years, I have a youth program, Brooklyn United, which is a marching band, the Brooklyn Steppers. To march, I have over 200 kids every day, from 2:30 to 8. To march, you have to have at least an 80 average. That doesn't mean you come in with an 80 average, but we take you with a 40. But we build you up to that. And we take ages, the official ages are age 8 to 18. But the true age is what I tell everybody. If your child can go to the bathroom by his or herself, we'll take him. The greatest thing about Brooklyn United, since 2002, we sent close to 1,300 so-called at-risk kids to college. That's what we do. We stay with you to the end. It became a headache. So when I went back to my neighborhood and started Brooklyn United, it's much more fulfilling for me to give the college graduates than it is for me to make stars. Because when you go to college, you're going to keep that forever.
Is that a nonprofit?
It's a nonprofit, nice, yes. Nice. And we won the last 8 national championships. We did a movie called Our Song. Okay. It's Kerry Washington's first movie. Kerry Washington used to be in our band.
Wow.
All right. And the story was written by the kids in the band. It's about how the band keeps them out of trouble. It started out in the projects, the Albany Projects. And the whole thing. Get a chance, look it up, Our Song. Netflix has it.
Okay.
All right. But just the fulfillment I get when I see people in their 30s now coming back that I remember when they was 8. And they got degrees, and they got jobs, they got professions, and the network that we have set up. We only a phone call away from whatever we want. I don't care, we need a rental car. We got somebody who's the regional manager at Budget. We got doctors, we got lawyers, we got carpenters, we got plumbers, we got electricians. Whatever we need, we can call each other, you know.
And that's so part of building that socioeconomic mobility.
If you look at
the community.
The Black Panther, Wakanda, we are Wakanda. All right, because everything we need, we got. All right, and we're expanding, we're moving. We're spreading out like, because every year, 10 to 12 more kids graduate, and they're going to college, and they experience. I got kids who work at Disney. I got kids who are drummers who go all across the world drumming. I never thought that could happen.
Yeah.
But they took it seriously, and they perform for tens of thousands of people. All right. I got kids who graduated from our program, athletic directors, music directors, and colleges in this country. Now, we're the hot recruiting bed for all the colleges.
Wow.
We started out with one school, Hampton University. Took our first kid in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, Hampton took 8. Then Howard and Bethune-Cookman came. Then all the Black schools came to party. Then one year, we get a call from Notre Dame. All right, then Harvard, Yale, UCLA. Because what happened? We became the Black band in Brooklyn with the kids that got swag.
Yeah.
All the bands, if you notice over the last 10 years, bands have changed. Largely because of our kids, because they go there with that swag.
Yeah.
And one thing them says, when you leave us to go away, you are prepared. Because we practice from 2:30 to 5:30 is academics.
Yeah.
Period. Studying, tutoring, homework. 5:30 to 6 is dinner, 6:30 is band practice. Our motto is, when the schools are closed, we're open. Because that's when kids get in trouble.
That's right.
School's closed, they ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah.
All right, nowadays, with all of the years that's gone by, the program runs itself. Because we have incentive programs. All right, after report card time, the 3 kids with the highest averages, they get $5,000 for their college scholarship money. The section, whether it's woodwinds, brass, percussion, with the highest average, they get $25,000 split.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the kid with the 75. You don't want to be him. You don't want to be messed up the money. All right. At 14, we give every kid $50. We give them a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can put this $50 in your college scholarship, or you can take it all, or you can take 10.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to leave the 50 because now a lot of kids leave, in addition to getting the scholarship from the school, they got their own scholarship money. Now, HSBC Bank,
mm-hmm.
they match us dollar for dollar.
Okay.
So everything the kid has in the bank, and they've come in like really fully blown. And they've hired a lot of our kids.